Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We'll get a chance to talk to a man who is certainly glued into college football this time of year. He is a guy who certainly loves this time because we still have some decisions to be made about some big programs that will show up for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And we talk to him right now as we talk with Gary Stokin, CEO and president of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Gary, good morning. How are you this fine Wednesday morning?
Well, I'm just amazed that I'm able to join such an illustrious crew in the locker room. I've been in a lot of locker rooms, a lot of sports, but this is quite an honor.
Well, we always appreciate you gracing the microphone and the airwaves here on The Fan. And first thing out of the gate, your reaction to the rankings and analysis that you saw from the college football playoff rankings yesterday.
Well, every night on Tuesday, we have our board of advisors, which are our ambassadors that go to games on the weekends, and they come back and make their reports. And then I go through what I think is going to be the selections by the CFP selection committee. And I had it all lined up last night. It was all the same as what I projected. And I think it's interesting right now. You're going to have a lot of play-in games start over the next few weeks. You got the Michigan State, Ohio State. That's going to be a play-in game. You got Clemson, Wake Forest. That's a play-in game. You got Oregon, Utah. That's a play-in game. So this is the best time of the year for college football because the playoffs don't start in January. The playoffs start now. And so it's a great time for all of us in college football and for us in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. You know, the opportunities to host two top 10 teams like we did last year with number 8 Cincinnati and number 9 Georgia, as they projected last night, Wake Forest versus Notre Dame, which would be a great bowl game for us if that's what the CFP selection committee decides.
Gary, I heard Gary Barta, who's on the selection committee yesterday, he kind of ruffled Joe and I's feathers when they were breaking down Michigan and Michigan State, two teams that just played each other a couple of weeks ago, and he basically said, in no uncertain terms, that the game really didn't matter, that the metrics said Michigan was a better team. Do you like hearing that when it comes to, you know, two teams that have played against each other?
Well, it's interesting. I've done the selection in Gaylord, Texas, and I've sat there with all the computers and gone through the rankings, and you know, we were basically the selection committee, and it's a great process. They have more than enough information for everybody to analyze, and sometimes when you get down to it, it's the numbers and the analytics that on top of the head-to-head, you have to look at both completely. Now, I believe head-to-head is the most important. But at the end of the day, you start to look at other people's schedules and who they beat and who they lost to. And that starts to, at the end, overcome maybe head-to-head. You look at Oregon, Ohio State. I mean, if Oregon loses, you know, another game and Ohio State loses another game, you know, that head-to-head could go away because Oregon's loss could be to a lesser team than Ohio State. Let's say Ohio State lost to Michigan and Oregon lost to Utah. Well, you'd have to say that, you know, Ohio State's played a tougher schedule when you look at the Michigan State's, Michigan's, Purdue's, you know, the other teams in the Big Ten that are ranked that they beat. So it's week to week they rank them, but at the end of the day, after the last game, it's a composite schedule. And who you beat head-to-head certainly matters, but who you beat that's ranked also comes into play. And then you get into the analytics of did they control the game, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Who was hurt when they played? I mean, it gets down to the minute detail when they make the final selections.
Gary Stokin, CEO and president of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, joining us here in the locker room via the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line.
Gary, what does it say about the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl when it comes down to the end of the season and you don't have many seniors opt to not play in that game that they really want to play in it as far as not going to their NFL future before they actually want to play in a prestigious bowl game like you guys put on?
Yeah, it's something that you can't control. I'll give you an example. We had Michigan against Florida 2-3 years ago, and two top 10 teams, number 7 against number 10, and Michigan was just coming off of the year before playing in the Orange Bowl, and I think it was their big tight end
Jake Butt. Yep.
Yeah, that ripped up his knee and hurt his draft pick, or the kid from Notre Dame, the linebacker, Smith or Taylor.
Jalen Smith.
Smith ripped up his knee. So, I can fully understand it. At the end of the day, you guys have been there. You want to play in the NFL, and if you have that chance to play, you may not want to take the risk if you're going to be a high draft pick. So, we don't like it, obviously. We want everybody to play in our game, but we fully understand it. And it's their career and their decision. It's not unlike, Taylor Swift. She has a great recording voice. You wouldn't want her to do something to her voice and lose the opportunity to have a career. So the same with these guys. And as you've played. It's a physical game. So fully understand rather than play, but we understand their decision-making process.
Gary, as a former player, I'm always curious to know what the events are lined up for the players and the coaches the week of the bowl game. Where are they practicing, and what are some of the things that you guys have lined up for them in terms of entertainment?
Yeah, we use a theme every year, live, laugh, and learn. We want the players to live great, so they're going to stay in great hotels. They're going to eat great food like Chick-fil-A. They're going to get great gifts. They're going to, have a great experience there. They're going to play in Mercedes-Benz Stadium and practice in there. They're going to laugh. We have a 40-pound WWE belt that we use for Battle for Bowl Week. So every night there's a competition because, as you know, all you want to do as an athlete is compete. Mm-hmm. And so we have a Battle for Bowl Week. So every night we give out the belt, and then they have to give it back the next day because we got another competition that day. And then lastly, we want them to learn. So we'll take the players and coaches into Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, who's one of our partners that, there's kids in that hospital that didn't get out for Christmas, and they're never going to get out of that hospital. And so to put a smile on their face and have these guys relate to them is special for the kids and their family. So we do that. And then lastly, we do something that no other bowl does and you're not supposed to do. And that's to put both teams together because the potential for trash talking and a fight to break out, whatever. But what we do is we take both teams and sit them in the pews in Ebenezer Baptist Church where Dr. King actually preached from. And they sit next to each other, and we bring in speakers. We've had Congressman Lewis, C.T. Vivian, Andy Young, three of the top 8 people with Dr. King in the Civil Rights Movement. And, I remember Congressman Lewis talked about going over the Selma Bridge. He had Hosea Williams next to him when they hit the crest of the Selma Bridge. And they looked over and saw all the blue Alabama State Police uniforms there. And Hosea said to John, he said, John, can you swim? Because I'm thinking of jumping over and swimming. And John says, I can't swim, so I'm going over. And John says, he tells the students, in the players in the pews, he said, I was in charge of the student movement for Dr. King. And that day, the Selma Bridge, when we walked over, he said, I put on my backpack. Well, all these kids are sitting in the pews with backpacks on. So he's instantly relating to them. And he said, I put an apple, I put a toothbrush, some toothpaste, and a book in my backpack because I knew I was going to jail. He said, we marched across the bridge. I got hit over the head, had a concussion. I'm bleeding. I didn't get rushed to the hospital. I got rushed to jail. And so now these kids are on their edge of their seats and just, in awe of, you know, the experiences. C.T. Vivian gets up and says, he told his wife this one day, he said, "Honey, I love you. I may not be coming back tonight." Now, you can imagine leaving your house this morning, saying that to your wife, and not knowing whether you're going to make it back to your house. So these kind of experiences, they're learning experience. These kids weren't even born when the civil rights movement was going on. So the history that we're able to teach them, and unfortunately we've lost Congressman Lewis and C.T. Vivian this past year. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring in Warrick Dunn, and we're going to have Bill Curry come. And Warrick is fantastic. Obviously, we all know his story, being an owner of the Falcons and playing for the Falcons and what he's done in honor of his mother. And then Bill Curry just wrote, you guys would love it if you haven't read it, it's a book called In the Huddle. And he talks about how there's a kid from the hood in L.A. and a kid from the mountains in North Carolina and a Catholic and a Protestant and a Muslim, and, you know, and all these guys have different political or religious or from different parts of the country, and all have different life experiences. But when they get in the huddle, that all goes away. Everybody needs each other to be successful in that huddle. And no matter what your views are, you know, religiously, politically, and that's the way it should be in life. You know, we all need each other, especially now in these times. And so forget all the other stuff. The person next to you is your teammate, and make it work with your teammate, because they need you. You need them. You need the other person, et cetera. And so it's a great message that Bill has that we'll supply to the players. And, you know, we had players come up. I can't remember the kid's name, Allen from Alabama, who was an All-American, and he's in the pros now. He said, you know, "I've been to all four New Year's Six bowl games, the Rose, the Sugar, the Orange, and the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl now." He said, "This is the best bowl experience I've ever had in my life." And then we had a kid 2 years ago get up and say, "You know, Congressman Lewis, I just want to thank you on behalf of my family and myself. Without you doing what you did, I wouldn't be standing here and have the opportunities I have today." So those are the kind of learning experiences that we use the bowl for. So it's live, laugh, and learn. And long answer, but, you know, I thought you guys would be interested.
No, fantastic stuff. Some fantastic bowls, a fantastic experience that you provide for the young men and the staff to get a chance to be a part of a very, very well played and well put on bowl. So the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl will be Thursday, December 30th inside of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Put that on your radar, and we'll just monitor college football over the next few weeks to see how things line up. Gary, we look forward to talking to you the next time down the road.
We do, too, and we appreciate you having us. And, again, I know you guys are the official radio for the Braves, and congratulations to the Braves and everything, but you're also the official radio of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. We're proud to have you as partners.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
A lifetime of hard work, children laughing in the kitchen, family photos on a restaurant wall, a legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.